pick the most profitable assets. As such, mutual funds are best used as a means to effectively target a broad range of securities, thereby reducing the risk of overexposure to any one asset. Mutual funds, it should be noted, do not precisely track market risk and return. It is nearly impossible to completely follow a market segment by investing in a group of assets within that market. Therefore, a fund will almost always rely on a few key securities. For example, if the objective of a mutual fund is to track the 200 largest companies in a country, the fund manager will rarely invest in all 200 of those companies. Instead, shares will be purchased for 40 or 50 businesses that mimic the overall performance of the 200. Hence, the risk and return of the investment is dependent on a small number of firms that will not necessarily continue to perform the same as the whole. Furthermore, mutual funds carry an inherent risk of their own, that they, or their managing company, may collapse. It has recently been shown in the United Kingdom and Australia that fund closure is highly dependent on previous fund survival. That is to say, older managed funds are much less prone to failure than newer funds. This illustrates the importance of a large investor base and continued support for a mutual fund. In recent years, global mutual funds